Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd love to share this time with you this afternoon. 844-322-2742 is the number to call if you have a question, a Bible situation that you can't quite understand, or a life issue that is really troubling to you. Well, we'd love to discuss it with you right now on Basic Gospel. And again, that number, good in the U.S. and Canada, is 844-322-2742. Call now, because it is Basic Gospel. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and happy Monday to you.
Indeed.
I know many people probably enjoyed watching that Super Bowl yesterday.
And some didn't.
that's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, today I want to look at Philippians chapter 1, starting in verse 20 or 21. And This is Paul's philosophy of life, and this is something that he kind of grew into. This was kind of Paul at a very mature stage of life, recognizing what life is really all about. And I think during this past year with the pandemic and all the things that have happened, I think many people are starting to learn this lesson that life isn't about the superficial things the world offers to us. Life isn't about this job or that job or anything else. There's a much deeper meaning to life, and that deeper meaning is found in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is life. He is the life-giving Spirit. When we come to Christ, we receive Him. He gives us His life. So He truly is life itself. And this is something that Paul started to really understand and communicated so well and so clearly throughout all of his writings. And here in Philippians chapter 1, start at verse 21, he says this, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." So he's put himself in a win-win situation. I mean, if he dies, I mean, so many people look at death in such a negative way.
Yeah.
It's awful. It's the end. There's no hope following death. Well, Paul understood it in a completely different light.
Yeah,
for him,
absolutely.
It was gain.
Right.
It was better for him to go and be absent from the body and present with the Lord. And he said, if that's not the case, if I'm going to continue on in life, then for me to live is Christ. I get to grow in my knowledge of Christ. I get to grow in the grace that He's given to me and brought to my very being, my very existence. So either way, it's a win-win.
Yes.
So this was a philosophy, something that Paul grew into. And I think it's something that all of us as believers are growing into day by day. There's that song, the things of this world grow strangely dim. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just the way it is for Christians as we grow in our relationship with Christ Jesus. The things that we thought were so important to us, meant so much to us in life, they just start fading away. It's like they're meaningless. It's just vanity. And what really matters is Christ Himself. So this is a philosophy. He goes on to explain it. He says, if I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. I get to continue to do what God's called me to do, and that's testifying to the grace of God.
Yeah.
That is being a minister of reconciliation. That's being a minister of the new covenant, which is a minister of life. I mean, Jesus Christ came into this world so that we could have life and have it abundantly. And Paul recognized himself as a voice proclaiming that message, going out in the world and offering life to those dead in trespasses and sin. So if he stays on in this life, that's going to be fruitful labor for him. Yet, which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. So as far as Paul was concerned, when he looked at death and what that meant for him, it meant being with the Lord
right.
forever, he said, that's far better. And I think that's the attitude that the gospel brings to all of us. We get to see that hope. And it's not just wishful thinking or that sort of thing. This is true, genuine hope. And so he said, death And what that means is departing and being with Christ, that's far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith. So, Bob, we've talked about all month this idea of advancing the gospel.
Yes.
And we have a resource that we want to put in your hands called Advance. And so how do we, as believers in Christ, use the resources, the skills, and talents that God has given us to help advance the gospel around the world? So for the church at Philippi, they partnered with the Apostle Paul. The day that they heard the good news of Jesus Christ and received it, they decided to partner with Paul and to help him advance the gospel around the world. So whenever he needed help, financial help, they gathered their resources and they provided a gift to Paul to help him continue his work. Paul helped them advance in the gospel. He helped them grow in grace and grow in their knowledge of Christ Jesus. So here we see Paul offering himself to God to be used by God to help people progress in their faith, yeah, mature in their faith. And this was an exciting task for Paul. This was something that just really energized him as a person to be able to come alongside people and first introduce them to Jesus and then help them grow in the grace that Jesus brought to them.
Yeah.
So that's why he has this philosophy, for me to live as Christ. What did that mean to Paul? Helping people advance in their understanding of the love of Christ Jesus, all for the glory of God.
Absolutely. Great stuff, Bob. Thank you. And friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742. That number good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. And of course, the resource that Bob is talking about is the CD series called Advance. And for those of you who support Basic Gospel with your gifts this month, we want to send you a copy. It's a brand new CD series that Bob has produced, and it's our way of saying thank you for your gift of support to the ministry of Basic Gospel and the month of February. Again, make your gift at basicgospel.net, and we'll be glad to have your partnership as we advance the gospel as far and wide as we possibly can. Well, once again, that number, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. Got a Bible question, a situation you're dealing with? Good opportunity to call straight into the studio right now at 844-322-2742. In the meantime, Bob, a question that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Hello, my name is Kelvin. I'm calling from New Jersey. My mother, when I was coming up back in the late 60s, she used to have dream interpretation books, interpret people's dreams. I was wondering, do those books fall into the category of divination and zodiac and stuff like that, or are they all right to have? Thank you very much.
That's a good question.
Well, that is a good question, Calvin. I mean, it's all right to have them, and it's all right to read them, but we have to look at everything that we read, everything that we listen to, everything that we hear, and we have to take that and bounce it off the clear teaching of the Word of God. And that's where we're going to see ultimate reality is in the truth that is contained in this particular book, the truth that is contained in Jesus Christ. So he's the ultimate reality. And what he says is truth. What he says is the real thing.
Yeah.
So many people, try to look at dreams and they interpret it and think maybe God's giving them a message or God's directing them in a certain way. Some look at it from a negative side, the negative aspects of dreams and that sort of thing. But if we really want to know what God thinks, if we really want to know what God desires for each and every one of us, we don't have to rely on dreams. We don't have to rely on visions. We don't have to rely on human experiences.
Right.
We can go to the Word of God, to the clear teaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we can see that what God wants for us is that we experience the love of God through faith in Jesus Christ. That's where God's love was demonstrated to us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. So we see the love of God there. And when we receive Christ, when we respond to that message of grace through faith, then we get to experience the love of God. We get to experience the life of God, and we get to experience what it means to be fully human, to be complete as a human being in Christ Jesus. So we don't have to rely on these other things. God's revealed himself to us in Christ. Christ is truth. In him, we're going to experience ultimate reality.
Absolutely. Kelvin, hope that's a help to you. Hope you're listening, and give us a call back if you have further questions. Again, that number, friends, 844-322-2742. It is Basic Gospel with Bob Gistifer. I'm Bob Davis. Glad you're with us. So again, that number, 844-322-2742. And from Fishers, Indiana, we had this question, Bob, from Lynn. She says, I recently heard a Jewish rabbi preach on the subject of predestination, saying that we do not choose Jesus, but rather he chooses us. There seems to be several references in the Bible about this subject which confirm what the rabbi was saying. Please help me understand. If Jesus chooses us before we choose him, exactly how does that work? And what good does it do to try to bring others to Christ if he already has chosen them in advance? I'm confused, she says. Thank you for your explanation, which I look very much forward to.
Well, Lynn, thank you for that question. You know, the idea of predestination, that's something that's been discussed and debated and really argued about. I would just think back on all the different conversations I've had on that particular subject, yeah. and they weren't very civil. they started out that way, but then, you know, both sides dig in, and no one's going to listen to the other party. It's just defending your position, your theological position.
Right.
But the truth is, everything starts with God. I mean, the Bible starts with God. In the beginning, God. And so that tells us something. That speaks volumes as to how things actually work. So God spoke and things came into being. God decided that he wanted to make man in his image, and he spoke, and it happened. And so we're a result of God choosing to create us and to make all of this creation for us. So the very act of creation is an act of grace. It is God's grace toward mankind. And now in Christ Jesus, we see that act of grace bringing about new creation. We become new in Jesus, new creations in Christ Jesus. So it all initiates with God. Paul said that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself, not counting our sins against us. So God is always the initiator. We are the responders, and it's important for us to understand this. Mm-hmm. So God initiates. So if it weren't for God doing what he did in Christ Jesus, none of us would be saved. If it weren't for God sending out his Spirit into this world to convict us wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment, none of us would be saved. So it's always a by grace through faith reality. God initiating, that's the grace of God, us responding through faith. Now, so God is choosing. He's choosing to save us through Christ Jesus. That's God's choice. And so we recognize that. And we simply respond. So why do we participate in proclaiming the good news? Because it's fun to participate in the work of God here on planet Earth. He has enabled us to do that. He has put us into the body of Christ. He has gifted us with spiritual gifts so that we can encourage and edify and build up one another, so that we as a body of believers can carry out our mission here on planet Earth. To be able to say to somebody, all this is from God who reconciled us unto himself through the work of Jesus Christ. And I implore you and beg you as an ambassador of Christ, be reconciled to God. So God chooses to use us in this process of calling people unto himself by grace. That's how he calls people. That's how he chooses people, by grace. And he chooses to use us in that process.
Right.
So that's how God kind of established it and set it up from the get-go. And we just become willing participants as we offer our bodies as living sacrifices unto him.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Bob, for that. And friends, you know, the latest addition to the Basic Gospel YouTube video list is Bob Christopher's expose on the New Apostolic Reformation, a dangerous movement that we believe you should know about and need to be able to identify its false doctrine. The title of that video, again, is Are There Modern-Day Apostles and Prophets? Are There Modern-Day Apostles and Prophets? You'll find it on all of our videos, as a matter of fact, at basicgospel.net/YouTube. Again, that's basicgospel/YouTube.
Yeah.
.net. Question.
Basicgospel.net/YouTube.
Yeah,
that's right.
There we go. Well, we had this question from our friend B, who is a YouTube viewer. She said, would you please explain the deeds Paul is talking about in Titus 1:16? I know that unbelief is what condemns us, but he doesn't seem to be referring to that. Thank you for your answer.
Well, the deeds there would simply be the deeds of the flesh. So he's, you know, to the pure, this is what verse 15 says, to the pure all things are pure, but to the defiled and unbelieving nothing is pure, but both their minds and their consciences are defiled. They profess to know God, but they deny him by their works or their deeds. They are detestable, disobedient, unfit for any good work. So the deeds that he's referring to there are the deeds of the flesh or the works of the flesh. We see that list of what those deeds are in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the works or the deeds of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these.
Wow.
Just what we see out there in the world.
Yeah.
You know, Bob, I think sometimes I've watched a couple of like Netflix series and that sort of thing, and at the end of it, I'll say, well, gosh, all they did was take this list of the works of the flesh and created a script from it.
Yeah.
Well, how can we get in drunkenness? How can we get in sexual immorality? How can we get in idolatry? How can we get in enmity? And somehow they work all of those in. And what's interesting, most of those Netflix series are the most popular.
Yeah, for exactly.
You know, let's take the Ten Commandments and see how we can violate every single one of them. But as far as these deeds, these are the deeds of the flesh. They're not fit for any good work. Why? Because they're still in the flesh. So we have two types of people as far as God is concerned. We have those that are lost in the flesh and those that are saved in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So those who are in the flesh are controlled by sin, controlled by the ways of this world. They live to gratify the desires of the flesh. And so the fruit of that is going to be shown. And it's going to be shown in these deeds of the flesh. And those of us who are in the spirit, we have Jesus Christ living in us. And as we rely and depend upon him, we're going to see the fruit of the spirit in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel the need to go back just for a little bit to clarify the website that I was trying to get out about the YouTube videos. It's basicgospel.net/YouTube. There you'll find all of the videos that Bob has produced, and I really messed that up a moment ago.
Well, it's a good thing we can always go back and correct.
That's
and,
right.
And give out the right information and direct people in the right way.
Yeah, basicgospel.net/YouTube.
Yes, indeed. Thanks. Let's go down and talk with Randy listening to us here in Texas. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Bob.
How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, Randy.
I'm blessed and grateful to be alive another day.
Well, that's a
good attitude.
First of all, I just want to thank you. I received a book in the mail the other day that I was not expecting at all. The new book, The Hear It, Live It, Hear It, Believe It, Live It. And
well, wonderful.
I've been reading it for several days now. It's been a blessing. I start my morning Bible reading with that first, and I dive into the Word. So thank you, gentlemen. Thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you, Randy. We're so glad that you've got that, and that's a real encouragement to know that that's how you start your day, looking at those passages on the person of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. I don't have a question, but I wanted to comment on what one of your previous callers called about the divination books.
Well, the dream interpretation books, yes.
All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I would go one step further. This is just my experience. I got saved out of the New Age movement about 7 years ago. And for me, I had books like that. I burned most of them.
You got rid of them. Yeah.
I got rid of them. I wouldn't even want that. This is just my personal experience to that gentleman. I would just encourage him just to get rid of it. Don't even look at that stuff and dive into the Word. Dive into the Bible.
Yes.
Find a good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church. Get baptized and follow Jesus Christ. And that's all I got to say.
Well, thank you, Randy. I think that's good. That's good information, especially for somebody that was kind of your way of life for a long time as far as the New Age movement was concerned. And so when you came to Christ, you recognized that old man was crucified, and all the things that you felt were so important were now dead and gone as far as the new you was concerned. And so I think for many, it's very, very helpful to kind of rid your surroundings and all of that from everything that used to be, so that you can concentrate on what now is, and that's the new you in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff, Randy.
Yeah.
Thanks for jumping on and making that comment. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
You've been part of my walk for about 2 years now. I discovered you 2 years ago, and I just thank you so much for all you do.
Well, thank you, Randy, and God bless you, my friend. And
yes,
you call any time, okay?
Yeah.
Absolutely will. God bless you, gentlemen.
All right. Bye-bye.
Quick call, question from Eddie about 1 John 3:9. It says, no one who is born of God practices sin because his seed abides in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. What does that mean?
Well, to practice sin is to live in sin. And that's to live in unbelief. Well, you and I don't live in unbelief anymore. We've been transformed. We went from unbelief to belief in Jesus Christ. So what we practice now is belief,
right?
Trusting, a walk of faith. Now, that doesn't mean we don't sin every once in a while, but our practice, our way of life, is a new way of life called faith. The old way of life was the practice of sin. That's where we lived. That's what we carried out. That's what was in control of us. But that's all been severed, broken. We're no longer joined to sin and death. We've been set free by the law of the Spirit of life. Now we're joined to Christ. We have a heart that believes, that trusts. And so that's what we practice.
Yes.
And we do that because His seed, Jesus Christ, lives in us.
Right.
And He's going to continue to transform us and renew us every day, just as he promised.
Indeed. Well, it's a great question from Eddie, and hope you're listening. And thanks, everybody, for being with us today. If there's something you'd like us to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. And please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported ministry, and this program as well. And we ask you to support this ministry with your prayers and with your gifts at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.